Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Wakil. We oftentimes talk about tawakkul, or having that sense of tawakkul in our relationships, in our family lives. What does it mean to have tawakkul though? Al-Wakil means the dependable or the trustee. And when we talk about tawakkul, it is the idea of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners, but also understanding that we have a part to play. And that in doing our part, and also having that reliance in our heart on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is how, inshallah, we will succeed in this dunya and in the akhirah. So, what happens in a relationship when that element of tawakkul may change or may be shifted to something else, which is known as tawakkul? Now, tawakkul is the idea of sitting back and not really trying to do anything and just saying, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners, so I don't need to worry about it. I don't have to do any action. But of course, our deen is a deen of action. Our Islam is a verb, not a noun. And in that verb, it means we have to take steps to actually facilitate change and to consistently improve. Tawakkul again is the idea of not doing anything and just saying, well, I rely on Allah. And there's a beautiful hadith, a narration from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of a man who had gone to the marketplace in order to trade some items that he had. And he left his camel and began to head out in order to trade. And so the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the man, you know, aren't you going to tie your camel? And so the man responded and said, tawakkalta ala Allah. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded and said, tie your camel fatawakkal ala Allah. Do your part, take action, strive, do what you have to do. And this is especially relevant in our relationships. When we feel that a relationship is not working, when we feel that something is broken, it's not enough to just say, well, you know, Allah is the best of all planners. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. If we have a child who is moving in a direction that we know is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have a situation in our family lives that is disruptive and difficult, it's not enough to just say, well, Allah is the best of all planners, what can I do? We have to do our part. We have to tie our camel. We have to take action. If we're experiencing difficulty in a relationship, we have to seek out ways to try to improve that relationship. If we are having difficulty with a child, whether it's a young child, an older child, or a young adult even, we have to do our part. One of my favorite examples of tawakkul comes in the form of the situation of Hajar radiallahu anha, the wife of Ibrahim, the mother of Ismail alayhum assalam, when she was following Sayyidina Ibrahim into the desert. And she asked him, you know, why are you leaving us in the desert? As she held onto her infant child. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not answer. And she asked again, why are you leaving us in the desert? And again, he didn't answer. And then a third time she asked and said, is this a commandment from your Lord? And when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam answered in the affirmative, she said, then surely our Lord will protect us. This is the first step of tawakkul, having that sincere belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, will do what is best, because He is the best of all planners. But then upon entering the desert, and when the infant Ismail alayhi salam began to cry, his mother did not just sit beside him and say, well, our Lord will protect us. No, she went back and forth 7 times between Safa and Marwa in what is known as a sa'i. And that word sa'i means to strive. And when we are honored or blessed to complete umrah or hajj, we replicate that movement of sa'i. Why? Because it is a reminder of our striving. It is a reminder that on that day, Sittina Hajar radiallahu anha went back and forth, knowing that Allah would protect her and the child, knowing that Allah would provide, but doing her part, looking for water while consistently keeping that anchor, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that trust in Allah. So having that tawakkul in our relationships is important, but also doing our part. and having that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also recognizing the importance of our actions. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always anchors our heart in that sense of tawakkul, knowing that He is al-wakil, the trustworthy, the trustee, the dependent, the one that we can depend upon. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.